This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado water officials have released the blueprint of a new statewide framework for addressing future water uses, needs, and shortfalls. The plan was last updated in 2015, and a lot has changed since then. Drought has worsened, the population has grown, and climate change is reducing water sources in many areas. The Water Conservation Board will take public input on the blueprint for 90 days and release a final plan next year. The results are in, and it seems like Democrats saw little reason to participate in this year's primary election. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Just 36% of active Democrats voted on Tuesday. That's a big drop from the last two statewide primaries, and it happened in part because the party didn't have many interesting races.
I laughed when I opened the ballot.
That's Jess Knoll of Arvada. Her ballot was entirely filled with one candidate contests, so she left it on her counter for weeks. Then the Supreme Court's ruling against abortion rights gave her new motivation.
And it's just been sitting, and I was not going to probably turn it in, but after Friday, like, I can't not do my part, whatever that may be.
Democrats now face the challenge of getting voters engaged after a quiet primary season. Meanwhile, about 45% of active Republicans turned out, on par with previous years. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
And speaking of the election, the Associated Press has called a tight race in Colorado's 6th House District. With 95% of the vote counted, Elizabeth Epps has defeated Katie March by about 1,000 votes. Epps will now go on to face GOP nominee Donald Howell in the November general election. This is CPR News and KRCC. The high today in Denver is 82, and in Colorado Springs, it's 79.